Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
Our good friend Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana in studio this morning, talking about a really disturbing one. We want to emphasize again that listener discretion is advised. This might gross you out. You got little kiddos, maybe turn down the radio and just, I don't know, talk to them about what they're going to do at school today or something. But we're talking about Ed Kemper and Ashley. This guy's he's a hot mess.
Hot mess.
You can see what he looks like, by the way, Instagram at Joe and Alex Show or Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. And of course, tweet along as we talk about serial killer Ed Kemper with the hashtag Murder Monday.
Yes, so where we left off is he's been released from the psychiatric ward at age 21. He's living with his mother, but he can't hide these dark fantasies, and he starts to test himself. And what he would do is he would drive around and pick up these women to see how far he could go. Would this fulfill his fantasies, just being in the car, knowing he has the opportunity to do something but not do something? And along with testing himself, he's also teaching himself. So he hasn't had a lot of contact with women, never had a girlfriend, and he's learning how to make small talk with them, what makes them comfortable, what makes them uncomfortable, how to keep them at ease, and how to keep them in the car. And every time he picks someone up, he goes a little further. One time he'll have a gun in the car, but he won't do anything.
Uh-huh.
And finally, he picks up two girls, Marianne Pesch and Anita Lucchesa.
Who?
Pesch?
That's my last name.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
You might have a long-lost relative that was almost murdered by Ed Kemper.
Was murdered.
Was murdered?
I never knew. Okay.
Age 18. So these girls are hitching a ride from one university to another. And he's making small talk with them, and without them even knowing, he diverts and takes them into a very secluded area. And he has this trick with women that he does. So remember, this guy's 6'9", so his wingspan, he could reach all the way to the other side of the car. And what he would do is he'd say, oh, your car door's still open. He would open it, shut it, and then drop a chapstick in the opening mechanism, like the handle, so that way if they tried to get out, they couldn't. So this
Strange.
Would trap them in. Yes. So when he realizes, they realize that they're in the secluded area, they try to get out of the car, they can't. And he forces Marianne to handcuff herself to the inside of the car. And he takes Anita to the trunk, forces her in the trunk, and actually stabs her to death in the trunk. And you have to think the whole time, Marianne
he can hear it.
Is hearing her friend die, knowing what's next for her. And once he kills Anita, he has Marianne get in the trunk as well. He murders her. And he doesn't sexually assault them before. He actually takes them home to his mother's house, to his room. And once they're dead is when he sexually assaults them. And he then takes them into the bathtub and dismembers their bodies. And he scatters their body all over, but Ed keeps the heads usually for a little while. And not only did he sexually assault their bodies, but once they're dismembered, he will sexually assault parts of their bodies separately.
That's
messed up! That's disgusting.
Whoa!
So a couple of months later, after his first two kills, he has the urge again. And as he's driving, there is a young 15-year-old girl named Aiko Ku, and she missed the bus and was going to be late for dance class. So she made a sign asking for a ride. And like, worst place, worst time.
No.
Ed Kemper's the one that picks her up.
Sweet baby angel.
And he traps her in the car, and he lets her know right away that she's been kidnapped. So he wants to see that fear on her face. And he suffocates her, brings her home, and does the same exact thing. And he is now, when he dismembers these girls, is spreading their body parts all over. So he's dumping them on the sides of mountains. He's dumping them in the ocean. And people are starting to find the pieces, and pieces are starting to wash up on shore. And that's how cops know that something's going on. These are the same killer, these three girls, because all these pieces were dismembered similarly.
Right.
And the media dubs him now the co-ed killer because it's all these young, college-aged girls. And even though they're all over the place, I mean, the police have no idea that it's him. And they warn girls, stop taking rides. and only take rides from someone that has a like college sticker on their car, because that's probably safe.
Kind of like nowadays, maybe like an Uber,
right?
You know, or like a Lyft thing.
But they weren't safe. Ed has something to say.
My mother worked at the campus, and I had an A sticker on my car and obvious access day or night to the campus. I was picking up some very lovely young women. You know what we were talking about as we're driving around? Almost as often as not, this guy that's going around doing this stuff.
Wow.
And the second they started talking that, they didn't realize it, but they were getting a free ride. I couldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole, I swear. You know, but they'd be telling me what all about this guy, and they're comparing notes and speculating on what he looks like, how he carries himself, why he's doing this stuff, telling me about it.
I feel like that could be Alex one day. Like riding in an Uber or a Lyft.
That is so scary.
So he's continuing to pick up these girls. They feel like they're safe. And his next victim is Cindy Shaw. And for whatever reason, he has an obsession with her. So he kills her, dismembers her, gets rid of her body. But he actually keeps her head for days.
How does his mother, who lives in the same home as him, not smell this stuff?
I think she's an alcoholic, and I think she wants to ignore it. But he actually buries her head underneath his window, so she's always looking at him.
Nasty.
And he ends up murdering two more girls, and one day he comes home and the cops are in his driveway.
Yo!
Oh, that's insane.
I can't wait.
All right, we will get to the final part of Murder Monday this morning, talking about Ed Kemper here on the Joe and Alex Show.